Robot or not?
Robot or not?
I know you play a lot of Destiny. There's some robots in the video game Destiny, or are there? You got the ghosts, you got the exos, you got Rasputin. Tell me about the items in Destiny that may or may not be robots, if you please.
Right. So, Destiny is a confusing has a confusing backstory where there is magic. They call it space magic. They have some clever backstory to come up with in-universe reasons why when you get killed, you just come back to life immediately, because it's really inconvenient if you didn't. And ghosts, at the beginning of the game, your ghost is this little tiny floating, like, glowy orb encased in some metal stuff that finds a dead body on Earth and basically brings it back to life, and that's you. And every time you die, you get resurrected, and your ghost is involved in that process. And the ghost is a tiny little part of the Traveler, which is this really crazy AI being thing or whatever. And there are what they call warlocks that use space magic. They call it magic. They refer to it in magical terms, but it is very possible that within universe, all this stuff, including the Traveler, the light, and all this quote-unquote space magic, is really merely very sophisticated technology, because the Traveler is not of this world and we don't understand it or whatever. The other part about the ghosts, though, is that since they are little parts of the Traveler, I'm not quite sure how autonomous they really are. In the same way that in Her, the Samantha AI was having conversations with thousands of people at once. Just because your ghost is talking to you with either the voice of Peter Dinklage or Nolan North, highly modified, even though you think you're having a conversation, like, oh no, the ghosts aren't centrally controlled. They're individual personalities. You know, they talk to you, they say funny things. They're afraid sometimes. They're, you know, like, doesn't really mean necessarily they're autonomous. And so a lot of the, you know, sufficiently advanced technology indistinguishable from magic. I'm going to say that most of the quote unquote magic in Destiny is really sufficiently advanced technology. I'm going to say that the ghosts are not really independent, because they were pieces of the Traveler, gifts from the Traveler or whatever, and I'm saying that the Traveler is pulling all the strings there, even though it seems like you're having one. So I'm gonna say no on ghosts, even though they look, especially since, like, if you see inside them is like this glowy ball type thing, and they have this robotic outside around them, but that's not them, that's just like this metal shell around them. So
because they can move. Unlike many of the robots we've talked about, the ghosts kind of float around and fly, which is interesting, because they're a different kind of moving something, and there, no, it's not a vehicle, you can't get inside them, but you know, so you'd think they might qualify, but what disqualifies it for you is you think that it's all sort of connected to the Traveler.
That's what it does, because if they weren't, they would just be like a really advanced robot, because they seem to be made from robot-y stuff. Surely they don't seem organic. All right, so exos, I think, are I don't know much about exos, but anyway, when you're in Destiny, you can pick three races to be, they call them. You could be a human, you could be Awoken, which is like the humans, but they went out to the astral, but they're kind of like the Belters in the Expanse, but not really. Anyway, humans that went out into space and have been forever changed by that experience. And then there are exos. And exos are made of metal. They don't look like people at all. Like, they're humanoid shaped, but they're all metal everywhere. They don't even pretend to look like humans. And they were made in the past that our character doesn't really know about. Maybe for some purpose, or for a war or whatever. I think this backstory is probably somewhere in the lore that I haven't read up on all of it. But they are treated as people, because they're basically intelligent and seemingly completely autonomous. So I think they qualify as robots, because even though, you know, as far as I'm aware, no one knows exactly where they came from, what they were for, how they got here, what the deal is. In universe, they're not treated any differently than humans and the Awoken, which makes me think that they are not centrally controlled. Like, who would be the centrally controlled? They're not a Traveler thing. They're like the Earth tech, like from the Golden Age of Earth or whatever.
Right.
So I think they're just straight up robots. I mean, I don't think there's the squishy organic brains inside there either. I think just they're made of metal and gears and power cells and programming, and it's just really sophisticated, and they're just like people. And they have feelings and stuff, but I think they're still robots.
Makes sense to me. So what about Rasputin?
Rasputin is clearly an AI. He is the war mind, they call him. and he is, you know, protecting the Earth with satellites and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And he's Russian and he has an accent. And he has a little place where he lives, kind of. At one point in one mission, your ghost comments, he says, I just want to note that Rasputin has a much better setup than I do, because he's got this big bunker and, you know, all this atomic stuff. And as our ghost notes, I live in your backpack. So the idea is that Rasputin is like, this is Rasputin's house. Like, this is his crib. This is where he hangs out. He controls these satellites in orbit, and he has, you know, has lots of computer control stuff. But I don't think we have seen, like, where is Rasputin? What is Rasputin? He controls the entire complex. So, like, is he the complex, or does he live in the complex? I remember in early designs, before the game was released, Rasputin was going to be an exo, and you were going to go save him or something in a mission, but they changed that story around. So right now, Rasputin is just an AI. He's a war mind. Mind is right in his name. Pretty sure there is no locality to him. Pretty sure if you nuked one of his bunkers, he would just transfer to another one. So Rasputin is not a robot.
Not a robot. Okay, well, a good mixture in Destiny, then.
Something for everybody in Destiny.
Robot or not.